This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So I think I know the answer to this. Matter of fact, I'm almost positive, but I was watching the end of the Texas A&M overtime here, and they are now in double overtime.
Double OT, 81-81.
Great ball game. But the kid, Wade Taylor for A&M, with just a few seconds left, he chucks up a runner, and it's well short of the rim to the point where a guy going up, I mean, not for the rebound. It's like an alley-oop, basically.
Sure.
The question, and I'm pretty sure this is right, that you can't then, if it doesn't hit the rim and the clock has gone off, it's hit red, you can't then, like the alley-oop does not count.
No.
Because he didn't alley-oop it.
No.
But, yeah, so the guy who touches it, it's just like if he didn't get the shot off in time, basically.
Yes. But
Wade Taylor, or was it Wade Baldwin? Wade Taylor, whatever. The kid for Texas A&M.
Wade somebody.
Yeah, I think it's Taylor.
I think it's Dwayne Wade.
All right.
Yeah.
It is Wade Taylor, by the way.
Wade Taylor, yeah. He got the shot off in time, but yeah, you can't alley-oop it. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, double overtime.
Yeah, because even if it was about to go in and another guy touched it,
and
it had already gone off, then it still would be a violation.
Well, it's interference.
Yeah.
No bucket!
Well, it's not interference unless it's over the cylinder, but still.
Well, but I mean, there's no way.
No, there's no way that
could
count.
There's just no way that could count.
No.
Are you ready for your sports audio?
Let's give me the
audio. He's stuck.
Let's go.
You were stuck there.
I'm ready. Was I ready? I don't know. Maybe
I don't think you were.
I wasn't ready for this audio.
I don't think you were.
No.
I don't see the audio here. Now, Buckley,
I have it.
Okay. No one saw this coming, by the way. This was like a what?
No, yeah, out of the blue.
Yeah, they pulled a sneak attack on us.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I didn't learn about this until Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter informed me of this in the second half.
Yeah. You would have probably had to have been at the game.
Well, and you would have been a Knicks fan because it felt like there were more Knicks fans there, but still.
Oh, by the way, somebody is a Jordan, one of our P1s, is an actual Knicks fan from New York, and he says he's been going to these games for a decade, and he says he has never seen the crowd look like that at Moda.
No, it's crazy.
So what happened over the course of a season? Just their playoff run last year made them popular for everybody?
Yeah, probably. Everybody's a bandwagoner, you know?
I was a bit surprised. If you would have told me the top four or five teams that could take over Moda, the Knicks would not have been on the list. I would have gone Golden State, right? Easy.
Yeah.
Would have gone the Lakers.
Yeah.
That's fine. I think Boston would be one that you would throw out there. I'm trying to think of who else that you would say could take over Moda Center.
The Knicks might be fourth.
Yeah, Knicks. I didn't even think the Knicks were that popular.
Well, who else would it be though?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of Yeah, there's probably not a lot of other big national brands, right?
And there's your answer.
Yeah. All right. Well, go Knicks.
So it was what's her nuts? Natalie whatever?
I believe Natalie Gilbert, but it's not Gilbert
it's
anymore.
It's now Natalie Zito, I believe.
Yeah. She's all grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the one who Mo Cheeks had to help through the national anthem many years ago. 22 years ago.
Which, by the way, makes me feel very, very old.
They brought her back last night. She did sing the anthem, and they did it for the Knicks game because Maurice Cheeks is an assistant coach for the Knicks.
Yeah, they had a lovely little thing where they got to meet before the game, and then during the anthem, they showed Mo on the bench, and he had a little wry smile on his face, and that's really cool.
Side note, Mo Cheeks hasn't changed a bit.
No.
He doesn't look any different.
No. He's ageless. Can I also point out, if we're going to congratulate Mo Cheeks on still looking very dapper, can we all get together and have an intervention with Tom Thibodeau?
About what?
His hair. Oh. What are we doing? I'm going to make a bold statement right now.
It's pretty bad.
That is the worst hair in sports. There is not the worst hair in sports.
Wow, that is a bold very claim. Bold.
Find me someone
very bold.
That is Brock even Bowers, in consideration.
Tiger Woods. Brock Bowers, Tiger Woods.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, absolutely.
Strong no.
Nate Biddle.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, bitch.
You Google right now that weird.
I saw
it. What is that in front?
Strong no.
It is rough.
And he's combing that thing down. Buddy, someone take some clippers to that thing.
We'll take your nominations now on the fan text
line. I'll challenge.
Worst hair in sports.
I'll challenge anyone. And by the way, he's all up into it. He's all sweaty and yelling. So that thing starts to go all Bill Murray kingpin and starts to just kind of go. They kept showing him on the sidelines. And like, I had to turn away and be like, what are we doing?
Yeah, because of like his stature and how like worked up he gets, it makes it that much worse.
Oh my God, is it terrible.
So here's what it sounded like last night, with a little bit of history included here.
2003, Mo Cheeks was the head coach of the Blazers. And there was a national anthem that people here will never forget. In fact, the entire basketball world would never forget. And this is when a 13-year-old girl struggled with the national anthem and got some help.
Showed Mo Cheeks over there smiling, all wry.
That's cool.
Yeah,
cool moment. I don't know, like whose idea that was to go and like where do you track her down? And she can still sing. By the way,
does she live here?
I would assume so. I mean, she sang the.
What'd you say her new last name is?
Natalie Zito.
Zito,
like spelled like Barry Zito.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I did not realize. Like again, memory thing. 20 plus years ago, I didn't realize that was in the playoffs.
Playing.
It's a bold move to roll out a 14-year-old to sing. You know, to sing a playoff.
Hey, can you go anthem. Get her post game interview, or maybe it's pregame?
Sure. I don't know where that is, but I can look for it.
I have it right here. It's on YouTube. It was her and Brooke.
Okay, yeah.
It's just a few minutes.
Yeah.
I want to hear what she has to say about that, because that could have been a very traumatic moment for her.
Oh yeah, dude, you're 14 years old and you get up there and you end up kind of pooing the bed, but then Mo Cheeks comes out, and then I would like to think that she took that as a positive because it became such an iconic moment. I don't know, maybe that did haunt her for all these years and this gave her closure. It was a cool moment.
What if she talks mad ass on Cheeks and the whole thing's like stealing my moment? It's about time. What if she does the interview and she's like, I got revenge on that a-hole. Tried to steal my moment.
Mo Cheeks comes over to say something to her and she gives him an elbow.
She kicks him in the nuts.
Get out of here, Mo.
All right, more audio from the NBA last night. We have Shaq.
Yeah, this is a really bad look.
Shaq was on the set of Inside the NBA, and they're playing Detroit highlights.
Yeah.
Detroit's a decent team. Beat the Blazers not too long ago.
Detroit's actually one of the better stories. Like, Detroit has been worthless for years.
Yeah.
And despite one of their best players getting injured, Detroit's had a nice season. I mean, they're not in the play-in. Detroit's squarely, I think, they're the sixth seed.
So you might need to listen closely to what Shaq has to say here about the Pistons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I will be interested. You said something very interesting about Kay Cunningham. Great player now at this stage. He plays at his own pace. Anybody that can consistently play at their own pace and put up numbers is a great player. I like the way he's playing. I like what Chauncey's doing. Those guys play hard. My favorite player on that team is Isaiah Stewart. Big body, hard guy. Like to knock people out, push
people
around.
No, I can't let this go. Do you like who? Who's doing it? You said Chauncey?
Chauncey's the coach, right?
Okay.
Portland.
No.
JB Bickerstaff. That's what I mean. Hey, you know, first of all, I don't watch Detroit. How about that, boo-boo? I don't watch
them. I couldn't let that go.
I messed up.
I made a mistake.
What a trailblazer. What do you freaking do?
I mean this sincerely. I think you would enjoy watching the Detroit Pistons.
I don't really get
they
to
play
watch
hard. No, Cade is phenomenal. Jalen Duren's your kind of big.
I love Cade. I love Isaiah Stewart.
Yeah, so if he didn't catch it there, he said, I love what Chauncey's doing. thinking that Chauncey Billups is the coach of the Pistons.
Everyone has made a, if you cover sports.
Oh, yeah.
But when your whole thing is the NBA, like that's all you do, and it is one of the better stories in the East, and it's not like Chauncey Billups was there a year ago. Like,
well, he played there.
Like, come on.
Yeah, he should know.
He should
obviously know that.
That's bad. That's like when Stephen A. was.
Oops, my bad. You said something
misfire.
When Stephen A. was talking about, like, it was like the Chargers, and he was like, this Hunter Henry, I love watching him play. Someone's like,
he was hurt.
He's been out all year. He tore his ACL. He's like, oh.
Which,
like,
is worse?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to go with Stephen A. on that one.
I'm going to say Shaq, because Stephen A. clearly doesn't know anything about anything other than the NBA. He just is spread so thin. Like, they used to have him do boxing and UFC. Oh my God. It's like if you wanted me to break down like gymnastics. But they're just spreading him so thin. But dude, that's all Shaq does. Like, that is the NBA show. That's not a good look.
You should know that.
It's not a good look.
Well,
like, it would be better if he said Monty Williams. Right? If he said Monty Williams,
coach of the Pistons?
Yeah. Like, I could see that. You're like, oh, yeah, they fired him despite giving him all that money.
But he thinks Chauncey maybe should be the head coach of the Pistons?
But he's never been. Like, he played there.
He just played there.
Well, like, if you were saying the coach of, I don't know, the San Antonio Spurs, and you're like, hey, congratulations to Tony Parker, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Yeah, he didn't coach there. It's weird and awkward.
He
doubles down on that. I don't care. I don't watch those.
Well, at least he admitted it.
Yeah.
You know, he could have made that a lot worse. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I don't watch those guys. That's the beauty of Inside the NBA is they'll just tell you, like, look, I'm faking it up here. It's like when they get on there for the college basketball tournament. You think those guys watch college basketball?
Kenny
does. Because they don't.
Kenny Smith
does. Kenny
does.
But Kenny's an actual analyst. Shaq and Barkley are up there for their personalities.
I do like when Chuck's talking. He'll be even like talking about Auburn. He's like, oh, that one guy. He's like, that number four.
They'll watch a half.
Yeah.
And they'll say what they think, which is there's value in that.
Sure.
But at the same time, they'll draw these major conclusions from one half. They're like, oh, they haven't watched Auburn all year. They're like, they play terrible. It's like, Auburn, that's the worst team. How'd they even get in the tournament? You know, it's just.
I thought they were supposed to be good is something you hear a lot, like at the halftime. You're like, well,
I will say that I used to do some Pac-12 TV stuff, and every now and then it'd be rough because you'd have someone on there, and yeah, clearly they were being brought on for, you know, other reasons than any sort of, you know, analyst takes. And they would say something that was so, like, you'd be talking about a team or a game or a player, and they would say something so bad. It was like, was that Candace Parker, right? It was on there?
Yeah.
You don't want to call anyone out, but at the same time, you can't.
If you let it slide, it's like you all believe that it's true kind of a thing. Yeah.
And you're like, so someone would mention something about either the way a team plays or they would bring up a quarterback that's not there anymore. And it is a very sticky situation when you're sitting there and you're like, you're thinking. So you kind of, you try to, like, she just called him out. Because there's some people that just kind of do that. I think you meant J.B. Bickerstaff.
Well, that's
she went right at it.
That's the beauty of that show. Yeah.
No holds barred.
There would be people that wouldn't be comfortable calling that out, and that would be why their show is boring and lame.
Yes.
Inside the NBA is magical because
of
that.
You go right at it.
A mistake like that, and then calling them out and laughing at them.
He just starts laughing.
And by the way, if you had told me before the show that J.B. Bickerstaff was the coach of the Pistons, I'm with Shaq. I'm like, what? Really? That guy's bounced around, hasn't he? Wasn't he in Houston and he was terrible?
Yeah, he was the Rockets.
I do feel like J.B. Bickerstaff is well-traveled.
Yeah, he's been everywhere.
Yes.
Is his daddy still alive? Now that's a coach.
J.B. Bickerstaff was the head coach in Memphis and then Cleveland and now Detroit. And he was the interim Houston Rockets coach. He's well-traveled.
How about that, boo-boo?
Did you know he played at Oregon State?
J.B. Bickerstaff played at Oregon State?
Yep.
Get rid of that little town.
I'm not going to.
Didn't know that.
Now you do.
It says here, University of Minnesota.
Well, he transferred.
Okay.
How about that, boo-boo?
How about that, boo-boo?
Did he call Candace Parker boo-boo?
I think he did.
I think so. I think he boo-booed her.
Do you think...
How about that, boo-boo?
Well, I don't know. I wonder if Candace gets a little upset at the boo-boo.
Bring it about. How about that, boo-boo?
You got to have thick skin when you're on that set.
You do.
That Lefko guy, I got to say... He seemed real douchey to me a couple years ago. He's grown on me.
Has he?
He has done pretty well.
He's doing pretty good in there.
Because you're right. He initially gives off that vibe like, Ernie's off tonight. I got to watch this guy.
Yeah.
If you watch him, he's pretty good
he's
at
pretty
his
good.
Job.
Yeah. I hate to say it.
Well, and that is, those are big shoes. That's that's a tough.
Where's Big Ern? Is he gone?
I think
gone?
He just gets a night
I think
off.
He just takes some time. Yeah. You know, Ern's getting up there, right? He's got to be in his.
Yeah, he's getting old.
I think he basically does the late week and weekend coverage. And I think this guy, it's Lefko, right? Adam Lefko. I think he usually does the Tuesday or the Wednesday coverage.
Yeah, he's 69. So.
So are they on ESPN next year?
Yes.
Next season?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's, I don't know exactly what the schedule is going to be or if it's going to be every night. Again, Ernie's taking some time. But one of the reasons why that they wouldn't go over is Ernie wouldn't leave. Ernie's like, at this point in my career, I'm not going anywhere. So I think they're being leased basically to, because they still work for TNT. And then I think they're like basically being sublet out to ESPN.
Huh. All right. Well, that is fun. With NBA audio
up,
on
boo-boo?
1080 The Fan.
How about that, boo-boo?
Patronizing things you can call a woman by. That you can get away with, boo-boo.
Well, I guess we've got some worst hair in sports noms.
Again.
Coming up next.
There's some good ones.
Good luck finding something better than Tom Thibodeau.
I think we got two.
We'll be right back on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.